In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christos Anesti. And good morning. Last week, I began one of my favorite things to do, which is to teach the Orthodoxy 101 classes. Now, the first session in this class is always one where we begin with a certain conversation, and we begin talking about what exactly the Orthodox Church is. More specifically, what is Orthodox Christianity? See, I start there because everything else we will talk about during those sessions, like the sacraments, the saints, the scriptures, and tradition, all of those important things, they all do one important thing. They build upon the essence of our faith. They all build upon the foundation of our faith, which is Christ risen and having granted us new life. See, the good news that the disciples took with them to all people was just that, that Christ had risen and he had transformed death. Christ had risen and he had given all of us and all of them the chance at new life. That Christ had risen and all barriers that stopped us from growing closer to God have all been put away. This morning, that is exactly what we see with the myrrh-bearing women. These women went to the tomb with great sadness. They saw their Lord's body being taken down from the cross. They witnessed him being buried in a tomb, and they beheld a stone being rolled in front of that tomb, sealing him in. But their sadness, as we just heard, their sadness would soon be transformed. Their sadness would soon be transformed into joy. Today, my friends and my family, as we continue our walk through this time of the resurrection, we will contemplate this transformation that can happen in our lives as well through our Lord's glorious resurrection. So our reading this morning is one that is familiar. Each year on this third Sunday after the resurrection, we hear this reading, and it begins with Joseph of Arimathea. Begins with Joseph going and asking for the body of Jesus. He went with bravery and, as the scriptures tell us, great courage to take our Lord's body down, because it did take courage. Because at that time, we know all the disciples were scattered and everyone was afraid. But he went, he took the body of Jesus, he cared for it, and then he put it in a tomb. The scriptures tell us as well that the women disciples were looking on. They were watching to see where he was buried, and they saw that a very large stone was rolled in front. But they too, the women disciples, like Joseph, they too took courage, and they went to the tomb. The thing is, though, these women went to the tomb not knowing exactly how they were going to do what it is that they came there to do. They went there to anoint their Lord's body. They went there carrying with them all the things that they needed to do so. They had their spices, but the question is how? How were they going to get in? The scripture tells us that they were going there, they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the door of the tomb?" Father Anthony Canaris once commented on these words of these women, and he says that their words remind us that many times in our lives we ask similar questions. We too ask, who? Who can help us with the different problems, with the different issues in our lives? Who can help remove the large stones that are blocking us from growing closer to Christ? He says, "For we too meet with many such formidable stones in life, stones that block the doorways into the future, the stones of sin, sickness, sorrow, loneliness, and ultimately death." So the question is, what are we to do? Well, what we have to do is continue to go to Christ. See, again, the women had no idea. They had no idea how they were going to get in, how they were going to go closer to Christ, how they were going to make these changes. And sometimes neither do we. We don't always know how we're going to get through this or that issue, how we are going to continue going on, how we are going to remove the certain things that are troubling us from our lives, how we are going to change the things that are happening. But what we must do is we must go to Christ. but we do so a certain way. We do so by following the example of the women disciples. See, they went to Christ, but they didn't go to him empty-handed, and neither should we. Now, we don't have spices as the women did, but we must bring something. And the one thing we must bring with us is whatever faith we can possibly muster. We must go to Christ no matter how sinful we might believe ourselves to be. Someone once wrote, "We too can bring something to the sepulcher. Even if we are stained with very serious sins, we can bring a beginning of goodwill, the little we have of love, some generosity towards others." And he ends with the question, where are the spices with which we wish to anoint Jesus? We must remember, we must always keep in mind that for us it is to continue approaching our Lord, to always getting up, no matter what is blocking us, to always get up and go to him. Because ultimately, what happened when the myrrh bearers went to him? Well, the scripture tells us, and looking up, they saw that the stone was rolled back, for it was very large. They went to Christ, and the stone was rolled back, and they received transformation. They went with tears of sadness, and eventually, once the shock of seeing that he was not there left them, they left with tears of joy. As one of the hymns of this morning tells us, the women disciples sprinkled myrrh with tears upon the tomb, and their mouth was filled with joy, saying, "The Lord has risen." The barriers were removed for them. They were changed and transformed. And the same thing can happen to us as well. We go to Christ, and the barriers in our lives will be removed. As we go to Christ, knowing that he who resurrected can most certainly work in our lives as well. It's not always something that is easy, but it is something that is most certainly possible. This morning, my friends and my family, we continue to be in the time of the glorious resurrection. We witness today Joseph taking our Lord down from the cross. We witness the women disciples not knowing how they were going to care for the Lord, approach him with tears. And then we see those tears of sadness being transformed into tears of joy, for the stone was removed and the Lord has risen. We too must remember that our Lord can and remove the barriers which are in our lives. But we too, like the women disciples, must take courage. We must get up and continue approaching him with an openness of heart, knowing that if we allow him in, he certainly can work wonders with us as well. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is risen. Please rise.